What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. This week, the CFPB warns against a reverse mortgage strategy again. A big needs-based market? Well, can we help them? Line of credit growth has been slowed substantially. More concerned that the housing market may be overheating, and this week at HECMWorld.com, HECM challenges post October 2nd. Are borrowers receiving less money in exchange for higher cost? We look at the HECM for purchase scenarios and also those who may be wishing to finance a substantial mortgage balance. You're listening to episode 490 of Reverse Focus Weekly for Monday, November 13th. The CFPB's director, Richard Cordray, took his opportunity when speaking before the Consumer Advisory Board to stoke the fires of concern about their advisory against using a reverse mortgage to delay Social Security benefits. Cordray is the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, who voiced his concerns before the board and also referenced his agency's release last summer of a warning about the cost of originating a HECM and using it to postpone Social Security benefits, saying in part, the report responded to the increasing promotion of this strategy by financial writers and those in the reverse mortgage industry, often without discussing the risks involved. Now, in addition to the upfront cost, he also says that getting a reverse mortgage or HECM reduces the amount of equity available to the homeowner over time, which could lead potentially to the senior being unable to move or having the money to absorb a financial shock, such as a health crisis. And as Paul Harvey said, here's the rest of the story. Several financial planners, including those who have advocated the strategy of postponing Social Security benefits using a HECM, have disputed the CFPB's finding. Also, with the American College of Financial Planners professor Jamie Hopkins saying that the analysis does not take into account the benefits of delaying Social Security and a longer-than-average retirement. And speaking of long periods of time, the recent changes made to the home equity conversion mortgage after October 2nd, more specifically, the lowering of ongoing costs, such as the loan margin, which is fixed for the life of the loan, and also a drastic reduction in the ongoing FHA insurance premium, should actually help bolster the strategy. Question is more analysis needed in the long run? Now, when it comes to Cordray, there are rumors that he may be pursuing some political ambitions. He wouldn't be the first bureaucrat or agency head to do so. There are rumors that he has been planning since last summer to be a potential Democratic candidate for the Ohio governorship in 2018. But he has until February 1st to file the paperwork to enter the Ohio's governor race. Many Republicans would not be too sad to see him go. Cordray's position in the controversial bureau since he was appointed in 2011 has been long contested by those on the other side of the aisle, being seen as an emperor of an unconstitutional and unaccountable agency. Is there a large potential needs-based borrower market? And more importantly, can we help them? About 10% of those age 65 and older that are homeowners could benefit by using home equity or extracting it, according to a new study from the Urban Institute. But the question remains, how many would actually qualify under today's financial assessment guidelines? And of course, under HUD's new lending ratios or principal limit factors that we just had enacted recently. The study was authored by researchers Lori Goodman, Karan Krall, and Jun Zhu, and they looked at the untapped market for reverse mortgages and also other home equity conversion products, such as HELOCs or home equity lines of credit. The study focused on the relationship between home equity and liquid net worth, that is, available cash in investments. More specifically, those with more than $100,000 in home equity, but less than $50,000 in liquid net worth. To quote the study, this report shows that millions of U.S. households lack adequate income and savings, but possess a significant amount of home equity wealth. The study was funded by Finance of America Reverse, and it looked at the Federal Reserve's 2016 Survey of Consumer Finances to draw its data. They also added, for these households, liquefying a portion of their home equity by converting it into cash could allow them to pay back debt to eliminate or reduce monthly debt payment burdens or boost household income. The study also found a notable income disparity, more specifically for minorities, that is, Black and Hispanic American homeowners. and they have substantially less liquid asset wealth than their white counterparts. Black Americans have only 5% of what the median white homeowner has, and Hispanics have only 2%. Now, when it comes to equity release, very few senior homeowners are using it. And the University of Michigan's Health and Retirement Study found in 2014 that just 0.9%, less than 1% of homeowners 65 and older, actually had a reverse mortgage. But in that same group, 1.8% had actually sold their home to get equity, 1.4% used a cash-out refinance, and 11.4% actually have an active HELOC or home equity loan or a second mortgage. One interesting factoid from the study is that more households in retirement are carrying mortgage debt that they may be unable to afford. The question is, with the reduction in LTVs or principal limit factors, will we as an industry be able to help them? In examining recent housing data, more experts are concerned that we are entering an overheated housing market. Nationally, home prices for September were up 7% compared with last year. Experts say much of this was driven by low for sale inventory and also the strengthening economy with a boost in the nation's GDP. This according to the most recent report from the real estate research firm CoreLogic. Economist Frank Nothat said in the release, heading into the fall, home price growth continues to grow at a brisk pace. This appreciation reflects the low for sale inventory that is holding back sales and pushing up prices. It's been said that a rising tide lifts all boats, and when it comes to reverse mortgages, the increase in home values may help actually offset some of the reductions in principal limit factors or lending ratios, something to consider for the HECM professional. Industry experts are beginning to wonder just how much the line of credit growth will be slowed based on the changes that took effect October 2nd. Experts and researchers are now trying to get a better picture of what it might mean for the use of the HECM as a retirement planning product. The factors spurring this conversation are the reduction of principal limit factors or the lending ratios for the HECM, the reduction in the ongoing MIP for FHA insurance, and also lower margins. Thus, the reduction or the slowing of the growth of the principal limit, commonly called the line of credit. Wade Fow, who is a professor of retirement income at the American College of Financial Services, has been looking at the numbers himself, and his projections show this. If a 62-year-old with a $250,000 home takes out a $102,500 line of credit, well, that is a reduction immediately down from $131,000 because of the reduced lending ratios. But what about the growth factor? In 30 years, that same line of credit would grow to $383,000 plus versus at $608,000 under the old rules before October 2nd. Now, this is based on a 10-year LIBOR swap rate of 2.25% and also a lender's margin of 2.75%. Fow correctly states that individuals can still get a line of credit using the HECM, but they're going to have larger costs and a slower growth rate. But I would add higher upfront costs, specifically for those that were low utilization borrowers under 60%. Under the old rules, they would only pay 0.5% for the upfront MIP. But again, the ongoing MIP has been reduced from 1.25% to just 0.5%. Shelley Giordano, who is the chair of the Funding Longevity Task Force, said, "This is not just a loan, but something akin to an insurance policy. It insures for long-term care. It's dental insurance. It's housing maintenance insurance. It's portfolio insurance. It's divorce insurance. It's an unbelievably versatile product. I just think the industry made a huge mistake in trying to habituate the idea that a reverse mortgage is only good if it's cheap. There's no financial instrument like a reverse mortgage," said Giordano. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Don't forget to visit us at reversefocus.com and also find our latest videos, commentary, and analysis at heckamworld.com. Thank you as always for listening, and don't forget that you can subscribe to us on iTunes or also find us on podbean.com. Thanks again as always for listening, and we'll see you here again next week.